In this week's parasha, the Torah talks about some limitations of people who can be kohanim because they have mumim. It talks about a person who's an ish iver upiseach, that iver upiseach cannot be invited in the Beis HaMikdash. Later on, the parasha also talks about animals which cannot be used for kohanim because of a mum. It talks about an animal which is an iveris, that it's blind, and it's referred to as an iveris. So the Mishnah Torah points out that it's, when it refers to the animal which is blind, it calls it an iveris. When it refers to the person who's blind, it doesn't call them an iver, it calls them an ish iver. So what's the difference between referring to ish iver as opposed to an iver or an iveris or averis, as opposed to the animal which is described as an iveris, which is supposed to say a pema iveris. So he points out that we can never define a person based on a disability. A person who is a blind person, he's not blind. He's not his. We would say, what is he? He's blind. He is a person with many different abilities and many different talents and many different facets, who happens to be that he has a limitation that he's blind. And an animal, on the other hand, we don't have that same limitation, the same compunction, and we're comfortable saying that we can define the animal, that the defining element of the animal is the fact that it's blind, and therefore we could refer to the animal. What is it? It's blind. So the animal is an iveris, which would be a descriptive element of the animal itself. And the person, at most you can call him as an ish, with all of the different facets of ish, who's iver, who is not able to see, and he has the limitation of sight. It's a beautiful thought. It sounds very reminiscent of the modern society's stress on the definition of how we define a person who has disabilities. And here we are, the Torah, writing this. The Rosh was sending this message 3,300 years ago, that whenever we look at a person, we have to look at the human being as a whole being, and not look at one element of the being and let that be the defining element of the being. Extrapolating that, we have a tendency many times that we see a person who's done something improper, maybe something very significantly improper. But we have to be careful not to define the whole person based on that. The person has many milas and has many done many good things. The person has testosterone and he's done bad things. He did something now which is significantly bad. But that becomes the defining element of the whole being of the person. That's incorrect. After 120 years in Shemayim, he gets scar for his mitzvahs. He gets punishment for his averis. But they say that the only definition of the person is just, well, he did that one avla and that's it. He's not, he can never be forgiven. That becomes a defining element of who the person is. That's incorrect. It's not true. But our tendency many times is to focus in. We have a standard of level of expectation from our rabbonim, rebbeim, leaders, etc., which either they're perfect or they're not respected at all. We see what we're seeing over here, that's an incorrect approach to a true understanding of what a person, of who a person is, and that's something to really give us pause. Why are we like that, and how do we overcome that? So we're moving again. We're extrapolating from the physical disabilities that the psukim were talking about to potentially emotional or spiritual disabilities or improper conduct. We're discussing about whether that's a true definition of the person or not. Have a good Shabbos.